Consumers are flooded with choices for getting news or entertainment information. TV, radio, newspapers, the internet. In a world saturated with media, actual periodicals have had to fight harder for their share of the market. Each year, the magazine Adweek ranks the top 10 publications based on factors such as revenue and circulation gains. Sid Holt, editor-in-chief of Adweek, says Oprah's magazine, O, topped their hot list for 2002.
Oprah's success over the last couple of years is, in a certain sense, just come to be taken for granted, but it's certainly grown enormously in the last 3 years since it began. I think that one of the surprises is sort of the alternative women's lifestyle magazines. That's magazines including O, Real Simple. Cooking Light is not exactly fall into that category, but it's a different kind of magazine from the traditional Epicurean magazines like Gourmet and Bon Appetit magazines like that.
Who had a bad year?
Teen magazines showed surprising weakness. We'd had several teen magazines that appeared on the list in previous years, and several of those magazines fell off both the hot list and the 10 under 50 list. Fashion advertising is weak and has been the last couple of years. Technology, of course, continues to be weak. A few years ago, the list was dominated by business magazines and by technology magazines, and those magazines have had a really tough.
The magazines on your top 10 list, what are they doing right?
They're doing several things right. First of all, these magazines have found a special bond between their editorial content and their readers. That's what advertisers and media buyers are looking for, that special bond that creates enthusiasm among readers and will create enthusiasm for their products advertised in those magazines.
Seems like there's always a new magazine starting up. Is that less so now with the economy down?
Oh, that's definitely true. We actually name a startup of the year. This year it was a magazine called Budget Living. Although this is a great story, and Budget Living will, we think, actually grow to be a very large magazine, there were far fewer startups this year in 2002. There will be far fewer startups in 2003 than there were in the past.
Sid Holt, editor-in-chief of Adweek magazine.